The next article was written by me, Keith, and it's entitled Begone Goths and Utilitarians. How many BB readers have seen this sign? And the sign it refers to is pictured in the bulletin, and it bears the inscription, "To the memory of the Reverend Herbert White, who saved this green from Goths and Utilitarians, 1853. It is affixed to the wall of a local building, which has strong associations with the willow and the cherry. It is to be found scarcely 2 miles' walk from Benson. This green that it overlooks has been graced by the likes of no lesser cricketing figures than Viv Richards, Steve Waugh, Ian Botham and Joel Garner, to name but a few. If that is not enough clues about the location, then perhaps you are too young to remember the cricketing greats mentioned above. While I leave you guessing, if you still are, I will ponder what it was about Goths and Utilitarians that so upset the Reverend Herbert White. To try and get an answer, I turned to a well-known search engine. Other search engines are available, which directed me to a Reddit posting on this very subject. Cantab KVH suggests that it could be a reference to a struggle on the part of Reverend White to keep somebody from building on the green, with Goths serving as a reference to an architectural trend and not the medieval peoples, and utilitarian possibly a response to an argument by some that the green would be better put to better use if developed in some way. So there you have it. If Reverend White had not intervened and the Goths and Utilitarians had pursued their nefarious intent, then Warburg Green would never have hosted the sumptuous talents of Viv Richards et al. Oh dear. Now I have let the cat out of the bag and told you where the plaque is to be found. Yes, it is affixed to the wall of the cricket pavilion at Warburg. The Warburg and Chillingford Cricket Club, for several years in the 1980s, played an annual fundraiser friendly against Somerset County Cricket Club, which I understand was always a very convivial and relaxed occasion. I have to smile each time I walk past this plaque, and I also say thank you, as I imagine do the good folk of Warburg, to the Reverend Green for his vigilance and timely action. And with that article, the editor has also included a delightful painting of a cricket match on a village green, probably Ewham Green, in fact, as it was painted by Tricia Scott of the Watercress Painters Group.